Ketanji Brown Jackson is on track for being confirmed as the Supreme Court's first black female justice, but not in the way President Biden was hoping. High court nominees used to get broad bipartisan support, and the president was hoping that would happen again. But after more than 30 hours of hearings,
I cannot and will not support Judge Jackson.
Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell's quick statement could prompt many Republicans to follow suit.
I'm disappointed with Senator McConnell's decision, but I'm not surprised.
Senate Judiciary Chairman Dick Durbin's been privately lobbying GOP colleagues to back Jackson and says it'll be sad if this becomes a strictly party line vote.
Sad for our country and sad as a commentary on where the parties are today.
He's still hoping for some Republican votes, but Jackson does not need any in the 50-50 Senate, since Vice President Harris can break a tie. Sagar Magani, Washington.